It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Well, another breezy afternoon, but a beautiful temperature day here in northeast Kansas as we welcome you to another high school baseball broadcast here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Good afternoon from Valley Falls, home of the Dragons, as they welcome in the Trojans of Troy as we bring you game one of this two-game set here this afternoon from Valley Falls. A few minutes coming out for the first pitch. Plenty of time to get you caught up on where these teams are at as we're still not quite to the halfway point here in the regular season, but right now a lot of these teams have shuffled around their schedules a little bit, and we'll start with the home team in Valley Falls, 4-2 on the year. They are 2-0 in Northeast Kansas League play. Obviously, this is a non-league tilt against Troy this afternoon, but plenty of expectations for the Dragons, of course, after making it all the way to the 2-1A state championship game last year and losing to Sedgwick in that title game, but had wins over St. Mary's Colgan and Ellis to get to that championship game, but off to a 4-2 start. They were swept in the opener, a doubleheader at Osage City, but they come back with four straight wins. They swept Lebo, and most recently, two big wins over Pleasant Ridge. For Troy, they're 3-5 to start. They were 4-17 last year, so a win here tonight could match their win total from a year ago. They started with a loss to Atchison. They split at Hiawatha. Then they played Atchison for another time and lost that one by one. They swept ACCHS, and then most recently coming off a sweep at the hands of Onega. Two big losses there, but right now 3-5 here to start the season. Well, let's get you the lineups here real quick for both of these teams. And let's start with Valley Falls. Dylan Cervantes, the junior third baseman, leading things off. Pitching today is Trenton Kraxner, the senior, batting second. Avery Gatzmeyer is catching, the senior, and batting third. Senior Denton Elias is playing first and batting fourth. And the five spot, it's senior Carson Clark in center field. Mason Allen is batting sixth, the senior second baseman. Bottom third, Brennan Miller, the senior left fielder. Zach Evans, the sophomore right fielder. And Hayden Kearney, a freshman shortstop, rounding things out for Valley Falls. So again, Cervantes, Kraxner, Gatzmeyer, Elias, Clark, Allen, Miller, Evans, and Kearney. For Troy, Griffin Weber, the senior shortstop, will lead things off. Junior Austin Grable batting second and playing center field. Gavin Fummeler is the senior pitcher and batting third. Reagan Hartman in the cleanup spot, the junior first baseman. Batting fifth, Preston Christensen, the junior catcher. Cole Donaldson is the senior left fielder and batting sixth. Bottom third of the order, Logan Blevins, second base, batting seventh. Caden Klaus, the senior third baseman, is batting eighth, and then rounding things out is the sophomore right fielder, Seth Judd. So again, for Troy, it's Weber, Grable, Fummeler, Hartman, Christensen, Donaldson, Blevins, Klaus, and Judd. So that's our lineups here for this game here this afternoon. We're getting closer to first pitch. We'll step aside, come back, and get you set for first pitch right after this here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Banking local means more than just living here, and our staff is committed to being involved locally, and that's why we hope you choose to bank locally.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
We not only want to be your banking partner, but we look forward to building relationships with our customers.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome back here to Valley Falls as we get you set for our high school baseball broadcast here this afternoon as the Dragons welcome in the Trojans of Troy. Thanks for tuning in again. Brandon Tadman is with you. Appreciate Justin Fluke helping us out, getting us locked in and on the air. Colin Bellcamp taking over and keeping us locked in on the ones and twos here this afternoon on KNZA. Again, we've run through the lineups. Both of these teams again, looking to kind of keep things moving in a good direction. Valley Falls, they've won four straight. They swept Lebo a couple of weeks ago, wins of 13-3 and 14-4. Most recently, last week, they got their first Northeast Kansas League series underway at Pleasant Ridge, and two big wins there, 6-4 game one in 12 innings, and then that game two win took three innings. That was a 20-4 run rule victory. For Troy, again, coming off a pair of losses late last week at the hands of Onegas, Buffaloes won two big ones, 21-0 and 16-7. Those final scores, Troy coming in once again at 3-5. They swept ACCHS a little over a week ago and then also got a win against Hiawatha early on in the year. So the Dragons will have Trenton Craxner on the mound. Of course, senior here for Valley Falls, who's helped us out at KNZA and KMZA with some of our local broadcasts during football and basketball season. Of course, he is himself a three-sport athlete, and we've always appreciated his hard work, and it's going to be fun calling him on the mound here today as the Dragons have now taken the field for their last few warm-up tosses. As for Troy, it'll be Griffin Weber, Austin Grable, and Gavin Fummeler to lead things off, and if one of those three able to get on, Reagan Hartman will be in that cleanup spot for the Trojans. Appreciate all of our great sports boosters and sponsors throughout the course of the spring sports seasons. And we welcome you again to another broadcast. It is 55 degrees as we get set for first pitch, so a nice cool breeze. Again, you'll be able to hear the wind as we're outdoors, 15 to 25 miles per hour on this breeze, and at times it's been swirling a little bit. More times than not, we feel it coming in from left field to right field. So certainly for the left-handed hitters that are off pulling the ball to right field with that breeze, when it certainly gusts at times that direction. And Trenton Craxner on the mound. Cervantes at third, Kearney at short, Allen at second, Elias at first, Gatzmeyer is catching. And then left field to right field, it's Miller, Clark, and Evans. The defense for the Dragons, all gray road uniforms for the Trojans. Griffin Weber, the senior shortstop, will step in, bat from the right side. The umpire dusts off the home plate one final time as we get set for this one here this afternoon. Valley Falls swept Troy last season, two big wins of 16-1 and 18-0. And here we go, Griffin Weber steps into the box in the final go-ahead from the umpire as Griffin Weber again. It's the call down from the third base coach and finally has stepped in. And here we go. Craxner's first pitch is low and outside, ball one. Weber, Grable, and Fummeler do up this inning here for Troy. Just getting going. Second pitch from Craxner. That one is in there, catching the outside corner, evened up at one ball and one strike. Craxner out on the windup. The righty delivers the 1-1 off speed in the dirt and outside. It's two balls and one strike. In Valley Falls, a lot of expectations. They got the junior, a sophomore, and a freshman in their lineup as that one is upstairs now 3-1. So Craxner needs to look to find the strike zone here, but six seniors on this roster, at least in this game one lineup, and Craxner does edge the outside corner to make the count full at three balls and two strikes. Dragons, again, got all the way to the state championship game a year ago, falling to Sedgwick. The high fastball is blasted out of play down the right field line and bouncing in the road, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Still some fans trying to pile in here. Upstairs, ball four, so a good start for Troy as the leadoff man is on. Weber takes a base on balls, and he's at first with nobody out. Austin Grable, the junior center fielder, steps in. Also batting from the right side. Again, gray uniforms, top and bottoms for the Trojans. Blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. Black tops, gray pants for the Dragons. That one high and tight for ball one. Defense playing fairly straight up for Grable. as he steps in, again playing center field today. Now we'll back off, and Kraxner will get a fresh reset and do it once again here. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled straight back and towards the softball field, and the count even at 1-1. So the setup here is the baseball and softball fields are very close. Troy is playing the Valley Falls softball team right behind us, and the fences aren't too tall, so certainly foul balls, you got to pay attention around where a lot of people are sitting. That one is swung on and missed, and Grable now down in the count, 1-2. Good pitch there by Kraxner. Weber at first, took a walk to start the inning. A 1-2. And got him, a strike three call looking. And a big first out as Kraxner gets his first strikeout here in this ball game, and that brings up the senior pitcher, Gavin Fummeler. Weber at first, now one down, no score, top of the first. The righty steps in, and now Kraxner, a quick throw over to first. And Weber back in time with ease. We'll see Fummeler in the next half inning on the mound, open with his stance, and he rips one into left center field, and that's going to one-hop the wall, and that's going to be extra bases. It's Weber around second. He'll head to third. Fummeler is in there with a stand-up double. Good job by the Valley Falls defense to get it in quick, but now runners at second and third with one out for Reagan Hartman, the first baseman. So Fummeler took that first pitch and just roped it into the gap to left center field, hit it off the base of the wall, anywhere from 8 to 10 feet away from a home run. And this one is fouled straight back by Hartman out of play. Down in the count quickly, no balls and one strike. So an opportunity here for Troy in the first inning to get on the board with two runners in scoring position with just one out. Hartman, one of our reigning athletes of the week during the basketball season. The Troy Trojans making the state tournament for the first time in a long time. And now Hartman quickly down in the count looking at strike two. It's 0-2. Kraxner waves off that first sign, working out of the stretch now. Here's the 0-2. Off speed, slapped out of play. Good protect swing there by Hartman. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Trojans got to the state tournament in Dodge City, ousted in the first round by the eventual state champs in Olpe. Olpe was the number one seed in that field. Kraxner high and in tight on that one. Now 1-2. Kraxner working quickly. Base hit could score two. Just getting going here in the first inning. And that one is roped to the left side, and that's through for a base hit. One run is in. We'll stop Fummeler at third base, and now runners at the corners as Weber scores and Troy gets on the board first. It's 1-0 here in the first inning. So an RBI single by Reagan Hartman. It's Troy on the board, and that brings in the junior catcher, Preston Christensen. So Weber led off the game with a walk. Grable struck out. Fummeler hits a double into the left center field gap. Swing and a miss here by Christensen down in the count 0-1. And after the double, Hartman comes away with a sharp single to left field. Kraxner, a quick throw back to first. Wind starting to pick up a little bit again. Coming in from left field, Christensen closed on his stance from the right side. Swings and misses there, and down in the count 0-2. If Kraxner can come back and get a big strikeout, try to avoid a big inning here. And a quick time call at the last second there by Christensen. Cole Donaldson, the left fielder, is on deck. You have Fummeler at third base, Hartman at first. 1-0 Troy here in the top of the first, one down. Swung on and missed, and Kraxner gets his second strikeout. And the first one swinging, and that is a big out. That is in the second out of the frame, and then it's now up to Cole Donaldson. A Left fielder Donaldson steps in. He'll bat from the right side. Runners at the corners. Two down here in the top of the first inning. Troy with an early 1-0 lead here at Valley Falls. Craxner, a high throw back to first. Good stab over there by Elias, the first baseman. Pretty straight up with his stance is Cole Donaldson, and another step off there for Craxner, and doesn't do much with it and gets it and fires, and this one is fouled and out of play. That one skips into the trees behind us, and Donaldson down 0-1. Well, we mentioned Troy's successful basketball season. Valley Falls, a fourth-place finish in the 2A tournament this year in Manhattan. And then there's a pickoff throw to first base, and there's the third out of the inning as Hartman a little lazy to get back and a huge third out. But one run scores here in the top of the first, so we've played half an inning. Troy with a 1-0 lead. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it to the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good start for Troy here at Valley Falls. One run, two hits, one left on base. In the top of the first, 1-0 lead over the Dragons as they will bring up Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Craxner, and Avery Gatzmeyer here in the first inning. If one of those three able to get on, Denton Elias in the four hole for the 4-2 Dragons, as again, they have won four straight since being swept in their season opening doubleheader at Osage City. They swept Lebo, and then most recently at Pleasant Ridge, a team that made it all the way to the state tournament and state championship game a year ago in Class 2-1A and lost to Sedgwick in the title game. Games you heard on our sister station, KARE 93.7. Still early on this season, again, 55 degrees at first pitch. That breeze blowing towards the right field corner. About 15 to 25 miles per hour at times. And a 1-0 Troy lead here as we hit the bottom of the first inning. And Dylan Cervantes, the junior third baseman, will lead things off here for the home team Dragons. Steps in, batting from the right side. Gavin Fummeler, steps on the rubber for his first pitch. Low and outside, ball one. Fummeler had the frozen rope double to left center field in the first. He was stranded on third to end the frame. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one just a little bit high and outside. Cervantes with a good eye here early. Quickly ahead in the count, two balls and no strikes. Here's Fummeler's next pitch. That one upstairs, 3-0. So let's see what Cervantes does here with a 3-0 count. Keeps the bat on the shoulder. Definitely has a few to play with here. Here's the 3-0. Watching that one all the way through, and it's in there for strike one. Breeze picking up here and going towards right field. Here is Fummeler's 3-1 pitch. That one is in there as well, right at the knee. So from 3-0 to 3-2. A good bounce back here for Gavin Fummeler. The full count pitch. That one is off the end of the bat to the right side. It's going to be Blevins, the second baseman, from a knee to get the first out. As Cervantes with great speed nearly beat it out on the slow roller, but Blevins to Hartman it goes, 4-3, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the first for Valley Falls. Trenton Craxner now, the senior pitcher, steps in. He'll bat from the right side, pretty straight up with his stance. No batting gloves, rocking the old school style. Bummler's first pitch is a scotch outside, ball one. Nobody on, one out here in the bottom of the first. Troy with a 1-0 lead here at Valley Falls. Dragons swept Troy last year. They got big wins of 16-1 and 18-0. That one is slapped down the right field line and making the catch deep in the right field corner. And the wind was certainly pushing that one as Seth Judd, the sophomore, made a great catch. And quickly there are two down here in the bottom of the first. So I'm sitting on the right field line. So with kind of the fence line, it was a tough one to see from my angle. But Judd makes the catch in the right field corner. As Avery Gatzmeyer steps in, takes ball one. But again, that wind was certainly playing with that fly ball to right field, and certainly those ones that are hit to right field. As the softball lands about 3 feet from me. So again, mentioned it earlier, it's kind of a danger zone in this area. As Gatzmeyer watches one right at the knees go across for strike one. So it's one ball and one strike. Bummler trying to go 1-2-3 here in the first. This one is fouled out of play, and that's going to land over on the softball field. Again, just pretty heavy with balls going from one field to the next. Gatzmeyer needs to protect down one ball and two strikes. Here's Fumbler's pitch. Off speed, hit off the end of the bat and into center field for a base hit. So protecting, and Gatzmeyer with a two-out single to keep the inning alive. Denton Elias, the senior first baseman, will step in to try to keep this thing moving. Big righty. Him playing first base here today with Gatzmeyer now at first base with two outs. 1-0 Troy, two outs, one on, bottom of the first. Quick throw from Bummler back to first base, and Gatzmeyer back in time. Now first time that Bummler will work out of the stretch. Righty delivers. This one is hit high into the air, left field side, when pushing it back into play, and that's going to land as a fair ball. And now a play potentially at third, a throw by the left fielder, and that's going to be an out. Correction, that's the third baseman in Klaus. And getting Gatzmeyer trying to go first to third, and that's going to end the inning. So a bizarre play, but Troy's going to get out of it unharmed. So at the end of one inning, Troy with a 1-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Colin Feldkamp in his studio. Brandon Tamman with you here from Valley Falls, home of the Dragons, as Troy, the road team, off to a 1-0 lead as we hit the top of the second inning. Valley Falls got a two-out single from Avery Gatzmeyer, and then he was thrown out at third base on what was a fielder's choice. Denton Elias with a high fly ball to left field that was foul, but the wind pushed it into play and then landed inside the line, and then it was a nice play by the left fielder Donaldson to throw out Gatzmeier at third. He was trying to steal an extra bag. Kraxner gets his final warm-up pitch. Another ball coming through. Sorry for the pause there. You hear heads up, and it's like on a golf course. When you hear four, you kind of cover the head and hope for the best. First pitch from Kraxner to Cole Donaldson in there for strike one. Donaldson, Blevins, and Klaus. 6-7-8 in the order right now for the Trojans. Swinging a foul ball back to the backstop, and quickly Donaldson down 0-2. Kraxner working quickly here to start the second. Here's the 0-2. That is swung on and missed for the third strikeout of the ball game. And quickly one down here in the top of the second. Logan Blevins, the second baseman. Blevins, a freshman, takes strike one, touching up on the outside corner. Bats from the right side, pretty straight up, a little slight bend of the knees. That one upstairs and outside for a now 1-1 count. Troy got one run, two hits, and left one on base in the first. Kraxner low and outside. And the count now 2-1. Wind up in the pitch. This one is fouled and out of play. And that one goes back into the softball field, and the count evens up at 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Foul tipped into the glove, strike three called, and quickly two up and two down. As a good start here to this inning. Four strikeouts now for Kraxner. And Caden Klaus, the senior third baseman, will step in. That's from the right side, closed on his stance. Kraxner trying to go 1-2-3 here in the second as the first pitch by Klaus is swung on and missed. A windup and the pitch. That is a little bit low. And it is 1-1. 1-0 Troy here in the top half of inning number two. That one is swung on and missed as Kraxner took a little bit off that. And Klaus a little bit out in front, makes it 1-2. Chance to strike out the side here in the second. And that one is roped to right center field on a 1-2 pitch, and that's potentially extra bases for Caden Klaus. He'll make a long turn, but a good throw back in by Evans, the right fielder. So it's a very long single for Caden Klaus, and he keeps the inning alive for the sophomore right fielder, Seth Judd. Number nine spot, Seth Judd, sophomore right fielder with a runner at first, two down. Troy with a 1-0 lead here in the second as this one gets away from the catcher Gatzmeier, but Klaus stays at first in the count 1-0 to Judd. Back to the stretch is Kraxner, and that one's ripped foul by Judd, way out in front, and the count evens at 1-1. Kraxner out of the stretch with Klaus at first base, two down, off speed and just missing outside, and the count moves to 2-1. Judd from the right side plays it back in the box. Swings and misses at a high fastball. The count even at 2-2. Kraxner has struck out two here in the inning. Chance to strike out all three to shut it down. And he does. Swung on and missed at another high fastball, and five strikeouts now in the ball game for Trenton Kraxner. So no runs, one hit, one left on base for Troy. We've played 1.5 here at Valley Falls, and the Trojans with a 1-0 lead.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we continue on here from Valley Falls as the Dragons come up here in the bottom of the second inning, trailing Troy 1-0. RBI single from Reagan Hartman, the difference so far in the ball game. First pitch by Fummeler to Carson Clark. Swung on and missed, strike one. Clark, Allen, and Miller threw up this inning for the Dragons. They left one on a hit in the first, and this one is smoked to right field. Going towards the fence is Hartman, and that one is gone. And just like that, the five-hole hitter, senior center fielder Carson Clark, ties the game with a solo home run here to lead off the second. Again, to right field, that is where the wind is blowing. And if you can get under one and put some meat on it, that wind is going to help carry it out. And all Seth Judd could do in right field is watch that one sail over the fence. So now we're tied at one. Mason Allen steps in, swings and fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Fumbler's pitch off speed upstairs, and it's one ball and one strike. Dragons entered this contest here tonight, winners of four straight. Troy, they have lost back-to-back games in three of their last five. Fumbler's pitch, that one is low, but gets the call, and now Allen needs to protect here at 1-2. Gets the call down the third base side. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. High fastball got him, and a strikeout recorded by Fummeler. His first strikeout here today. And there's one out here in the inning. Senior left fielder Brennan Miller steps in. Tied at one here in the bottom of the second. Nobody on and one out for Miller. Fummeler out of the windup. And the pitch. A little bit upstairs. Check swing, but did not go around. And it's 1-0. Miller from the right side, pretty center of the box. Slow ground ball left side. Weber, the shortstop, has it, delivers, and the throw gets away, but I don't know if he even would have beat Miller's speed down the line. So Miller's going to be on for Zach Evans. So again, unofficially, we'll call it a single because I believe Miller had already had beat out the throw. Miller at first here with one out. And Zach Evans, the right fielder, close stance from the right side upstairs, ball one. About a three-step lead over there for Miller at first. This one is ripped to left field, and that's going to be gone! A home run! down the left field line, and it's the second home run of the inning as Zach Evans hits a two-run shot to left field about 15 to 20 feet inside the foul pole. And just like that, the Dragons have notched three and have taken a 3-1 lead. Two home runs in the inning. Clark led it off with a solo shot. And Evans driving home Miller as well with the two-run shot. 3-1 Dragons. Hayden Kearney, the freshman shortstop, steps in and fouls one straight back. And the count is 0-1. So the bottom of the order getting things done right now for the Dragons. They now lead it 3-1, although the scoreboard says 32-3. That one is upstairs. One ball and one strike here to the freshman shortstop. And Kearney takes another one upstairs. Now 2-1. Bummler working out of the stretch now. Giving up three here this inning, and that one is foul tipped and straight back. And Kearney now, a 2-2 count. Number nine hitter in the Dragons' order. Still one out here in the inning. Dragons have scored three via two home runs. That one is smacked down the right field line, and that one's going to land fair. As Kearney makes a long turnaround first and steps back for a single to keep the inning rolling with just one out, and now back to the top of the order. Dylan Cervantes grounded out to second to lead off the bottom of the first. Steps in there 0-1. So one on, one out. Alley Falls leading 3-1 here in the bottom of the second. A little bit closed on his stances, Cervantes. Fumbler, the Troy pitcher, back out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Good low fastball. It's right below the knees. And Cervantes down 0-1. Kearney not much of a lead over there at first base. Here's the pitch. Just missing inside. And evened up at 1-1. Bumler's next pitch. That one catching and a snap throw to first, not in time. Kearney gets back. Now Cervantes in protection mode, now 1-2. A little closed on his stance, batting from the right side. The delivery is slapped into center field, and playing it on a hop is Grable. And on a 1-2 pitch, Cervantes hits a single to center field. His first hit of the game. Kearney will head to second, stop there. Now runners at first and second with still one out. And Trenton Kraxner, who flew out to right field, deep right field, towards the foul corner, steps in with, again, his team with three already across in the inning to lead it 3-1. Dragons looking for more. Kraxner fouls that off-speed pitch straight back for strike one. Kearney at second. And Cervantes at first. Kraxner takes a questionable strike. Looked a little bit outside the plate line, but umpire makes the call. Now it's 0-2 here to Kraxner. Needs to protect. Fumbler's pitch off speed. Grounded left side off the glove of the third baseman and into left field. That's going to be a hit. And now it gets away from the left fielder as one run is going to score. Kraxner stays at first. Now runners at the corners as Kearney scores from second. As Kraxner gets the RBI, Cervantes now at third. And the inning continues now as the Dragons' lead is 4-1. So an error by the left fielder allowing Cervantes to get from second to third. This was hit out of play down the right field side, or it's going to stay inside the fence line, and it's going to be caught. And that is a huge out as Gantzmeier bows out to the first baseman, Hartman, for out number two. So this will be the ninth batter at the plate here as Valley Falls batting around here in the second. They lead it 4-1. Two on and two outs, and now Kraxner's in a pickle. They're trying to make the play over at third as it's thrown to third base, and the run is going to score, and Kraxner ends up at second. So Cervantes scores. Wasn't really well played there by Troy. Kraxner does end up at second base, so he took off. And then Cervantes kind of danced and waited for his right call and dashed for home and was able to make it with ease. So now 5-1, the Dragons lead with Kraxner at second, two outs for Denton Elias, the senior first baseman. Here's the pitch from Fummeler. That one is just a bit inside, ball one. Next offering, kind of a check swing, and it's going to land into right center field for a hit. They're going to hold Kraxner at third base. Beautiful throw by the center fielder, Grable, to keep Kraxner honest and at third base. But it's a single by Elias to keep the inning alive. And now for the second time, Carson Clark will step in here this inning. And now we're going to get a quick time here by Troy. Again, it's Carson Clark who led off the inning with a solo home run. As the infield and Fummeler now will have a time as five runs have been plated by the Dragons here in the bottom of the second to lead at 5-1, two home runs. Clark led it off with a solo shot to right field. Zach Evans, after a Brennan Miller single, hit a two-run shot to left field just inside the foul pole. And Kraxner with an RBI single. Cervantes scored on a stolen base when Kraxner danced in and got into a pickle between first and second. Cervantes was able to score from third. After the meeting, Fummeler back to work. Now runners at the corners for Carson Clark, who homered to lead off this inning. He'll foul this one straight back. And it's strike one. So for Troy, really need to get out of this with no more harm done. But still a chance for more runs here for the Dragons if Clark can knock in another hit. Fummeler's pitch off speed and just missing. And the count is 1-1. Yeah, Kraxner at third, Elias at first. Two outs, 5-1 Dragons. This one is launched into right field. Is it going to stay inside the fence line? It does not. It is a foul ball. And Clark needing to protect at 1-2. Clark a little closed on his stance from the right side. Runners at the corners. Two down here in the second. Dragons with a 5-1 lead. Here's the 1-2. Upstairs. And 2-2 now the count as a quick snap throw over to first base as Elias back in time safely. As Clark now with a 2-2 count. 1-for-1 tonight with a homer. The pitch. Upstairs. The count moves full. From 1-2 to 3-2. Gavin Fummeler starting to kind of waver a little bit here this inning. He has thrown a lot of pitches. He's trying to get out of this one. And a good pitch. Got him with a fastball, swung on and missed, and that's the final out. But five runs crossed, even a couple of home runs, as the Dragons after two lead Troy by a score of 5-1. Back for the third in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
At Union State Bank, we have...
Oh, it was a monster bottom of the second inning for Valley Falls. They bat around, five runs, seven hits. They left two on base, two home runs in the inning. Carson Clark led it off with a solo shot, and then as three batters later, Zach Evans went over the left field fence with a two-run homer. And after that, two more runs crossed. Again, five runs, seven hits for the Dragons, and they lead Troy 5-1 as we start inning number three. At the top of the order for the Trojans to start, Weber, Grable, and Fummeler. One of those three able to get on, it'll be Reagan Hartman. One run, three hits so far for Troy. Down 5-1 here to start the third. Kraxner's first pitch is lined in the left field for a base hit. So Griffin Weber with a good start here to the third with a leadoff single on one pitch. And he's on for a second time as he walked and scored the lone run in the first inning for the Trojans, and that'll bring up Austin Grable, the junior center fielder, who struck out looking in the first. So Kraxner now quickly after one pitch, out of the stretch, and the first pitch, that one is skipped in there outside, ball one. Good stop by Gassmeyer, the catcher, to keep it in front of him. Here's the pitch. That is a ground ball right side, and it finds the hole into right field for a second straight single, and quickly the Trojans have him at second and first with nobody out here to start the frame. So three pitches, two singles to start the top of the third for Troy. Weber at second, Grable at first. Gavin Fummeler, the pitcher who doubled in the first, was stranded at third. Now has an RBI chance here, and this one is hit well to center field, but stays inside the ballpark as Clark makes the catch. No advance by either runner, so a big out there for Kraxner as Fummeler lies out to center field for the first out. Now Reagan Hartman with one out and two on. Singled had the RBI in the first and was picked off at first to end the frame. First pitch from Kraxner, low and inside. Ball one to Reagan Hartman. So two runners on, first and second, one out. That one is a little bit low, but catches the corner for strike one. Grable at first, Weber at second, one out. Trojans trying to build here, but down 5-1. Kraxner steps off the rubber, looks Weber back to second base. Continues to work it out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Off speed and swung on and missed. And Hartman down in the count, 1-2. Kraxner's been good. He's got five strikeouts here through 2 1/3. And that one is hit well to the left side, but stopped by the shortstop. The play is at second. and it gets away from the second baseman, and everyone's going to be safe. So Hartman reaches on a fielder's choice as they try to throw out Grable at second base, as it was Kearney to Allen on the exchange, and now the bases are loaded for Preston Christensen. Weber moves up to third, and Grable now at second. First error of the game by the Dragon defense, and now Craxner really needs to buckle down here. First pitch upstairs to Christensen, ball one. The bases are loaded, one out. Trojans have a chance here, down 5-1. They're in the third to get some back. Swung on and missed. Good pitch there by Craxner, and even up now at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. That one is in there. Just catching the outside corner. Now Christensen down in the count, 1-2. Weber at third, Grable at second, Hartman at first. The 1-2. Missing inside, now 2-2. Base hit could score two. A home run, which would be a grand slam, would tie the game. 5-1 Dragons here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. Got him looking. Strike three. Nicks the outside corner. And a huge second out as Christensen is down for the second time on strike three. Six strikeouts now for Trenton Craxner. And a chance to get out of this inning unscathed. Aces loaded, now two outs for Cole Donaldson. And he takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat in the first, or correction, the second. Here's the 0-1. Fouled straight back, and quickly Donaldson really needs to protect as he's down 0-2. Bases are loaded, two outs. No balls and two strikes. Trojans down 5-1 here in the top of the third. Craxner's pitch. Gets him at the knees, looking. Another strikeout, and after all that, the Trojans are going to come up empty here in the third. So the bases are left loaded at the end of 2.5. Dragons with a 5-1 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If everyone in your family loves pizza and you want a quick meal with no prep and no cleanup, take advantage of the April special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large meat eater special for just $17.99 all month. Then add some breadsticks, wings, or dessert. The Pizza Bakery is known for great food and great varieties. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, call 486-2602. Make it a pizza night and take advantage of the April meat eater special at the Pizza Bakery. Open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
So Troy had an opportunity in the top of inning number three. They had the bases loaded with one out and no runs, able to score, as Trenton Craxner throws back-to-back strikeouts to end the third. So no runs, two hits, one error, and three left on base. As the Dragons coming up here in the bottom of inning number three, still with a 5-1 lead over Troy. So it'll be 6, 7, and 8. Mason Allen, Brendan Miller, and Zach Evans here in the third. As Gavin Fumler works back his third inning here. Ground ball. It's going to be a nice little drag bunt by Mason Allen, and that's going to work to perfection with a leadoff infield bunt single. It's a big round of applause from his teammates in the dugout. So Allen gets his first hit of the day. One pitch, a bunt single down the third base line, and he's at first with nobody out. And a quick throw back to first by Fummeler as Allen dives back in time. As Miller, a single and a run scored so far. He scored on the Zach Evans two-run homer. That one catching the inside corner. And the count to Miller is 0-1. Fummeler quickly out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. High and tight. Another snap throw to first. Not in time. As Allen is back in time, Miller evened up at 1-1. Five runs, eight hits so far for the Dragons. That one is low off the plate. 2-1 here to Brennan Miller. Zach Evans on deck, who had the two-run homer last inning. Runner at first here to start the third as that one is swung on, fouled out of play. And we're evened up for Miller at 2-2. Allen at first, nobody out. Allen off the plate, another throw back to first, and Allen is back in time, and now the count is full to Miller at 3-2. Dragons with a 5-1 lead here in the bottom of inning number three. Here's the full count pitch, and that one is slapped towards the right side, but stays in play, and a chance for two, but not in time, as it's a line out. The Blevins at second base. That brings up Zach Evans as Allen went diving back to first before a potential double play. So again, Evans, the two-run homer last inning, part of the five-run, seven-hit frame that's opened this game up a little bit for the Dragons. 5-1 their lead, one out, one on here in the bottom of the third. That one's upstairs, a steal chance, throw to second, not in time. Ball skips away to right field, but Allen stays true, and Allen with a stolen base now in scoring position with one out. And the count to Evans is 1-0. Now it's the count that he drilled that two-run homer to left field. Here is the 1-0. Now on catching the outside corner, evens things up at 1-1. Allen at second, one out, 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one gets away and back to the backstop. Allen's going to trot to third and get there standing. It's a wild pitch by Fummeler, and Allen gets over to third base. And the count now 2-1 here to Evans. Fummeler out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. That's a good comeback pitch, catching the outside corner for strike two. And the count to Evans now 2-2. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. We'll do it again at 2-2. Valley Falls, a 5-1 lead. Chance to add on another here with one out. Mason Allen at third base. 2-2 count here to Zach Evans, the number 8 hitter, and now he's going to slap this one to deep right field. Going back, and it's going to one-hop the fence. Again, the wind pushing it out there and gusting in that direction, making it so hard for Seth Judd, the right fielder. And it one-hops the fence, and it's an RBI double. As Allen scores from third, and the Valley Falls lead is now 6-1. So a double and a home run, three driven in for Zach Evans. And we'll see if Troy's going to do a pitching change here. It looks like they will. So we'll step aside for a quick break. We'll get you caught up in a moment as Valley Falls, a 6-1 lead here in the bottom of the third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Moyle and James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moyle and James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
So another run across here for Valley Falls here in the bottom of the third, and a pitching change here for Troy as Gavin Fummeler's day is done. Austin Grable will come in from center field to pitch. I believe Fummeler will play center field, or they may move Donaldson to center and Fummeler to right, or correction, left field. Double check that. It will be Fummeler in center field. A final line for him, 2 1/3, 10 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, and a couple of strikeouts. No walks. As the Valley Falls lead is now 6-1. You're in the bottom of the third with one out. And Evans at second base after an RBI double. So the number 9 hitter, Hayden Kearney, the freshman shortstop who singled and scored in the 5-run second inning, steps in there with a runner at second and one down, and Grable now pitching. Here's his first delivery out of the stretch, fastball high and tight, and the count is 1-0. Certainly this Valley Falls team is trying to do everything they can to get back to state and put themselves in position to get back to a state championship. That one is fouled straight back up against the fence. A little high, but went for it was Kearney, and now it's 1-1. Little delay to get the ball out of there, but now back to it. So again, Evans at second, one out. Here's the 1-1. Low and inside, now 2-1. Grable has to come in, immediately work out of the stretch. Here's the 2-1. Inside, now 3 balls and 1 strike. Kearney bats from the right side. Head of the count, 3-1. Out of the stretch, Grable delivers. And in the dirt, ball 4. And it's going to skip away and get to the backstop, and a long run at third as Evans gets to third on the pass ball. And Kearney's on for a second time with a walk. Now runners at the corners, still one out. 6-1 lead here for Valley Falls here in the bottom of the third, and back to the top of the order with Dylan Cervantes. Grable's first pitch, ground ball left side, and it takes a gnarly hop. A run's going to score. It hits off the hand of the third baseman, Klaus, and everyone's going to be safe. That was a hard-struck ball and an RBI for Cervantes. Cervantes now at first. Evans scores from third. Kearney moves up to second, and now it is 7-1 Valley Falls as Kraxner now will step in. 1-for-2, and that one's a wild pitch that gets away, and everyone's going to move up. Cervantes gets up to second base, now Kearney to third. Now base hit, could tack 2 more. Runners at second and third, still one out. Kraxner singled in a run. That 5-run second inning, takes one in the dirt. Ball 2. So the 2-0 count here for Kraxner. Valley Falls starting to blow this game open here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. That one is high and tight, and a 3-0 count here to Kraxner. Here's the 3-0. Kraxner took all the way, and it's right down Broadway for strike one. So the count now 3-1. Kearney at third, Cervantes at second. One out, bottom three. 7-1 Valley Falls here at home against Troy. Here's the pitch. That one high and tight, ball four. So the second time Kraxner's on today. Single, now a walk. And the bases are loaded for Avery Gatzmeier. It was 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. Chance here for the number three hitter in the order with three on, bases juiced. A 7-1 Dragons lead. Here's Grable's pitch. Swung on and missed. Certainly swinging for the fences on that one. See how Grable can work it through here. In a tough spot, trying to limit the damage as much as possible. Two's already come across here in the inning. That one gets away, low and outside. It's going to skip back to the backstop. Play at home, not in time. Another run is in. Everybody advances. It's now 8-1 as it's the third run to score here this inning. Kraxner moves up to second, Cervantes to third, and Kearney scores again on the wild pitch. So now runners at second and third, it's now 8-1. And a base hit. Could tack on two more. Grable calmly working out of the stretch. Good pitch there. Fouled straight back. And Gatzmeier is down in the count now, 1-2. Kraxner with a fairly decent lead at second, not much at third by Cervantes. Here's the pitch. That one is roped into right center field, and that's going to make it to the fence. Both runs are going to score extra bases along the way as the throw comes into second, not in time. It's a 2-RBI double for Avery Gatzmeier. The game is blown open now. 10-1 Valley Falls, still with one out in the bottom of the third. Cervantes in from third, Kraxner from second, second hit of the day for Gatzmeier, and two come across. He's helped drive in four of the 10 runs as Grable's first pitch low in the dirt. Good block there by Christensen, the catcher, and Denton Elias, first baseman, who hit into a fielder's choice in the first and then singled in the second. Stands in there with a runner at second, still one out, and a quick throw back to second, not in time, as Gatzmeier gets back. Grable taking his time, glance back at second, here's the pitch. That one is hit to the right side, stabbed down by the second baseman. Throw is off the bag, and it's going to be an error by Blevins at second, as Elias will reach on the E4, the second error of the game by the Trojans defense. And now Gatzmeier to third, runners at the corners, and now the officials are going to meet up here maybe to discuss that play. In my angle where I'm at, it's hard to tell with being on the right side of the infield. And they do confirm that the throw by Levins at second brought Hartman off the bag. And Elias on for a second straight inning, and now runners at the corners, and it's Carson Clark. As for the second straight inning, Dragons bat around, a quick throw back to first, not in time, as Elias dives back in safely. Five more runs across here in the inning, 10-1, the Valley Falls lead. Still runners at the corners, with just one out. Grable's pitch low and outside, ball one to Clark, who led off that five-run second inning with a solo home run, and then he ended that inning, batting for a second time by striking out. Scrables 1-0. That one is inside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here to the senior center fielder, Carson Clark. Quick glance back to first. The pitch swung on and fouled straight back. 2-1. Over the second straight inning, the Dragons have batted around, and still in this inning, there's still just one out. The lone out was a line out by Brennan Miller to second base. And he was the second batter of the inning, so the last seven have reached without an out recorded. And that one is drilled to deep right field, and backing up is Judd. He can't make the catch, as the runner from first and Elias had to hold up, so just to be sure that it wasn't caught. So it's a loud, long single for Clark. He's on for a second time today. And runners now at first and second for Mason Allen. One for two, a bunt single and a run scored. He led off this inning with that bunt single. First pitch from Grable, low and outside, 1-0. Quick snap throw back to first, not in time. The count now 2-0. Here to Allen. Forgot to mention that run scored. Gatzmeier from third on that sharp single. So it's a 10-run lead now for Valley Falls, 11-1. Here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. That one is hit well to right center field, and that drops in for a hit. And they're going to hold everyone, so the bases are loaded once again. As Elias gets up to third, Clark to second, and Allen on for a second time this inning, a sharp single to right center field. And Brennan Miller will step in. He's recorded the lone out in this inning. Lined out to second. He also singled and scored in the five-run second. So again, Valley Falls really blowing this game open. As Grable, his first pitch to Miller, low and inside for ball one. The 11th batter to step up here in this inning, and there's still just one out. That one is high and inside, ball two. And a quick throw back to first, not in time, keeping the runner on just over there, and Mason Allen. Two balls, no strikes, bases loaded, one out here in the third. 10-run lead for Valley Falls, trying to build on that, and there's a pitch that gets in there right at the knees for strike one. Now 2-1 to Brennan Miller. Elias at third, Clark at second, Allen at first. Grable kind of glances at second and third, fires, skips in the dirt, ball three. Zach Evans due up next, and he's had a big night. A home run, a double, two runs scored, and three driven in, and he waits on deck. Big pitch, 3-1. And it hits him. banger as Miller is hit by the pitch. A run is in. It's now 12-1. Clark to third, Allen to second, Miller at first. The base is still loaded. Alley Falls crossing another one, making it 12-1. Now it's Zach Evans, who I just mentioned, is having a real good night. 2 for 2, 3 driven in, including a home run and a double. Here's Grable's first pitch. That one skips in the dirt, ball one. So the Dragons, again, just trying to continue to build on this lead. They have dominated here in the last couple of innings. They trailed 1-0 after one. They've hung up 5 in the second. Now they've hung up 7 here in the third and still just one out. Here's Grable's 2-0. Catching the outside corner there for strike one. So again, Zach Evans had the 2-run homer in the 5-run second inning, and then he drove in a run with a double and scored earlier this inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side, but foul. And Evans dealing now with the count at 2-2. Clark at third, Allen at second, Miller at first. Bases loaded, still one out here in the third. Valley Falls with a 12-1 lead. Grable looks, 2-2. Skips in the dirt, Christensen with the block, and the count moves full at 3-2. So potentially the winning run is at the plate here with Evans. If all four come around to score, it would essentially end the game via the run rule. With 15 after 3, they lead at 12-1 right now. And that one is ripped into left field for a base hit. That's at least going to bring in one. They'll hold everybody. So another hit as Evans is now 3-for-3. He's driven in 4. As Clark scores, Allen to third, Miller to second, and Hayden Kearney, the freshman, will step in as the score is now 13-1. Still one out. As Grable's first pitch skips away, ball one. A freshman shortstop, Hayden Kearney, singled and scored in the second, and walked and scored earlier this inning. Alley Falls batting around a time and a half here this frame, still with just one out. Kearney takes strike one, now 1-1. 13-1, Valley Falls. They have scored 8 here in the frame and looking for more. Bases loaded, still just one out. Here's Grable's pitch to Kearney. Swung on and fouled straight back. Now Kearney needs to protect it 1-2. It's been a tough last couple of innings here for Troy. See if they can keep the game alive. They gotta at least not give up 3 more here in this inning. Here's the pitch. That one high and inside. Evened up now at 2-2. Grable steps off as I was almost hit with another softball coming in from the backside. Appreciate the fans letting us know that they're coming. Here's Grable's pitch. Ground ball left side, hops into the glove of the third baseman. He'll tag third. Throw to first is not in time, so a fielder's choice and an RBI for Kearney as Allen scores from third, makes it 14-1. As again, Miller is the second out. Evans is at second. Now the top of the order is Cervantes Takes one inside for ball one. Singled in a run and scored in this inning. He's 2 for 3 with two runs scored in an RBI. That one is in there for strike one. Troy just trying to get out of it to survive another inning. Can't allow two more. The game will be over. Here's Grable's pitch. That one is hit well to left field, and it is off the base of the fence. Nearly a home run. One run will score. It's an RBI double, and it's now 15-1 Valley Falls as Cervantes nearly ended the game. That's his third hit. Evans scores from second with ease, and Kearney is held up at third base as Kraxner will step in with a chance to win this ball game, and there's a pause and a meeting on the mound for Troy as we'll step aside for a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
KNZA.
Chance for the Dragons to win this one here in the third. 15-1 is their lead. Two outs. Runners at second and third here for Trenton Kraxner. And that is hit into left center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. It skips away. That's going to be the 16th run of the game as Kraxner now is diving into second base. And that should do it, and that's going to do it as the teams will exit. As Kraxner's going to end the game with an RBI single, as it was just a monster inning for Valley Falls to put this game away. 16-1, the final score in three innings. We'll step aside for a break and come back with some post-game after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Well, Valley Falls ends the first game here with Troy after three innings, as Valley Falls offense exploding in innings two and three. Troy scored the first run of the game in first. They had a 1-0 lead after the first inning, but then Valley Falls had five runs, seven hits in inning number two. They had a 5-1 lead going into the bottom of inning number three, and they nearly bat around twice, 11 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 2 left on base, as the 15-run rule in effect after 3 innings, as again they win it 16-1 over Troy. Troy drops to 3-6 on the season, 5 straight wins now for Valley Falls as they move to 5-2. These two teams will play another one here in just a little bit, but we won't have that game for you, but if you're out and about in the area, come on out. Check out some good high school baseball here at Valley Falls today. Is Trenton Kraxner, the pitcher for Valley Falls. He was very good. Three innings, gives up 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Gavin Fummeler the losing pitcher for Troy. He went 2 1/3, gave up 10 hits, 6 runs, 5 of which were earned, gave up no walks, had a couple of strikeouts. Then Austin Grable came in and has kind of struggled as, again, Valley Falls, their offense really exploded in that third inning, as Valley Falls had a couple of home runs in the game, as it was Mason Allen and Zach Evans, who had a monster game. He was 3 for 3 with a home run, a double, a single, 3 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. It was Carson Clark who had the other home run to lead off that 5-run second inning, as Dylan Cervantes had a 3-hit day. He was 3 for 4 with a couple of runs, a double, 2 singles, and 2 driven in. Trenton Kraxner ended the game with an RBI single. He was 2 for 3, a walk, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Avery Gatzmeyer had 2 hits and a couple driven in. One was a double. He had a run scored. Carson Clark, again, the solo home run. He also had an RBI single and a run scored. Mason Allen, 2 singles and 2 runs scored. Brennan Miller reached base twice. He was hit by a pitch, singled and scored. Zach Evans, again, the big night, 3 for 3, a home run, a double, a single, 4 driven in, and 3 runs scored. Hayden Kearney, the freshman, reached base all 3 times via a fielder's choice, a walk and a single, and he scored all 3 runs. And then for Troy, 1 run on 5 hits. Griffin Weber had the lone run scored. He was 1 for 1 with a walk and a single, and it was Reagan Hartman who had the RBI single in the first inning, the lone run of the day for Troy. So again, the final score, Valley Falls wins it 16-1 after 3 innings as they win it at home and are now 5-2. Troy drops to 3-6 as they will play another one here in just a little bit. So again, the final stat line here, 16 runs, 17 hits for Valley Falls. They left 5 on base and 1 error. Troy, 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors, and they also left 5 on base. So appreciate everyone joining us and listening to the broadcast here today. For Justin Fluke and Colin Fellkamp back in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. Valley Falls wins it 16-1 over Troy. Thanks for listening here to High School Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.